is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Jackson Center tonight for a game between the Lady Tigers and the Lady Wildcats of Houston. These two teams met in December. It was Houston's fourth game, Jackson Center's opener. The Tigers won that contest at Houston by a final score of 51-39, led 30-14 at the half, and won that contest fairly easily. Jackson Center now 7-5 on the year, Houston 5-9. Each team 3-3 in the Shelby County League. Each club, Chuck, in the midst of three-game losing streaks. But each team has played outstanding opposition in the last 10 days or so, in dropping three straight. I think each team, Jackson Center girls, Houston girls, probably a little better than the records might indicate, especially Houston, that's for sure. Wow, the Wildcats came very close 1 week ago to upsetting Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym, 43-38, lost at no tee. Led by one with 20 seconds to go, led by seven early in the fourth quarter. That would have been a shocker had Houston done it. Houston already has dropped a three-pointer to Sydney, a four-pointer to New Bremen, and was right in the Sydney game to the last couple minutes when star pivot player Jenna Winter went out with an injury for Houston. Wow, the Wildcats' close calls for certain, that 5-9 record, very deceiving. Well, to say that they're 5-9 and almost beat Sydney, a Division One strong team in this area, and then of course Fort Loramie, defending state champions, and right. one game out of first place in the Shelby County League behind Hannah, that tells you how good they are. And Houston or in Jackson Center, we've seen them; they've got talent. When we saw them play Anna, they didn't have Foat, and I think she's back tonight, so I think that's going to help them.
Yeah, the Tigers have lost three in a row without Nicole Foat, who leads the team in scoring at 14 points a game. Minster defeated Jackson Center by 15. Anna knocked off the Tigers by 26. Fort Loramie defeated Jackson Center by 15. Don't look at common opponents. Don't consider it one bit. Yes, Houston played Fort Loramie mighty tough in the last week. Jackson Center was routed by the Redskins, although that game was within three or four possessions at the half. Rushi girls beat Jackson Center earlier this year. Houston topped Rushi. Jackson Center beat Houston way back in December. Doesn't make sense. That's why you play a round robin in the Shelby County League. I look at this game tonight as being dead even, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't think if you had to put some money on it, I wouldn't know which way to put it. but the thing about the game is it comes down to fundamentals like it always does, staying out of foul trouble, making sure the other team's not getting two and three attempts at the basket, don't turn the ball over, rebound when you need to, and bench play comes into play in these games a lot.
Oh, you're exactly right. And each team's got a super sub, so to speak, in that Houston has Rebecca New, a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 6 points a game. She's a fine three-point shooter. Doesn't play on the JV. She's up full-time on the varsity and is the first young lady off the bench. And, of course, for the Jackson Center Tigers, Cameron Elkert subs in, and she is capable of lighting it up from the outside. She can knock down threes as well. So each team has an exceptional player coming off the bench. Interesting matchup on the inside tonight, Chuck. Jenna Winter, 6 foot senior post player, 12.5 points a game for Houston. And for Jackson Center, we like Olivia Clark, 6'2", just a sophomore, oozes with potential. She's going to be a dynamite player in the middle for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of potential. I think that tonight you got to give the edge to Winter because she's a senior. She's stronger, you know, a lot more experience. But, you know, you never know in these games.
First time these two teams played. 12-point win. Jackson Center, as I noted, in that contest. Good scoring from the Houston Wildcats. 23 points combined by Winter and Stang. New came off the bench, chipped in with 6. Jackson Center had a very good game that particular night from Cameron Elkert, as she poured in 13 points, 3-3. She was the difference. Cameron Elkert with the 13 big ones. Cassie Meyer pumped home 16 when Jackson Center beat Houston by 12 points in December. We expect a much more evenly played game tonight. Houston has performed admirably in the last 10 days. Who knows? As you said, Chuck, Houston very easily could have beaten Sydney, could have beaten Fort Loramie, lost to New Bremen by only 4. That 5-9 record for the Wildcats could be, 8-6 with just 3 or 4 possessions.
Just that the Fort Loramie and the Sydney games, just being in those games means that you have the ability to play basketball.
No doubt about that. Brad Allen, first-year head coach of the Houston girls, 17 years coaching in all, 5 years under head coach John Willoughby for the boys program. Of course, Scott Dosick, the mentor for the Jackson Center girls program, 21 years coaching in the Jackson Center system. He told me he's done about everything except be the head coach for the junior varsity girls. He was head coach 1 year for the boys years back when Coach Reichert was ill. So two veteran head coaches, 38 years between them, and we expect a fine game tonight. It always is when Houston and Jackson Center get together, but home court doesn't mean a thing when these two teams collide.
I don't know if home court means a thing in Shelby County, like boys or girls, because everything, the teams know each other so well. They come into these gyms. This is, you know, all the gyms are basically, you know, the same.
Fort Laramie has the longer gym, but most of them are like this. They travel well, so it's not like one team has three quarters of the crowd and the other one only has a quarter. I just don't think there's a huge home court advantage in the Shelby County. I think that just is a tribute to how good the teams are.
Agreed, very much so. These two teams in the middle of the standings at 3-3, a half game behind Rushi, which is 4-3. Anna on top, 7-0. Fort Laramie at 5-1 in second. Bodkins 1-6, Fairlawn 0-7 bring up the rear. Other games tonight in Shelby County League play. Fort Laramie's at Bodkins, Anna's at Fairlawn. Other girls' action tonight in the Shelby County League. Coming up this Saturday, Martin Luther King weekend. Houston entertains Bradford on Saturday. Fairlawn's at Newton. The Fort Laramie plays Summit Country Day in the Berlin Highland Tournament on Saturday morning. Miami East is at Rushi. That's a 1 o'clock start on Saturday afternoon. We'll have the play-by-play in color of that game on the web at 12:40 Saturday, Miami East at Rushi. New Knoxville girls are here against Jackson Center on Saturday. That, too, should be a very good basketball game. The Rangers, a solid club here in 2015-16. Houston on the road here at Jackson Center. Our first look at the Wildcats. And we've been looking forward to it. It should be a fine game. Glad you could join us here on ScorersBroadcast.com on this Thursday night. Thank goodness the temperature's warmed up on the outside, and it is
hot in here.
Yeah, it is. It is sticky on the inside. And who knows? I would expect that the depth off the bench of these two teams will certainly be a factor before this contest is over. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health, Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Banbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. And our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, just south of Bodkins, west of Jackson Center, north of Anna, east of New Bremen. It's right in between. But its food is not in between. It's out of this world. The In-Between Tavern just south of Bodkins. Coming up tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we're back at Fairlawn, second straight Friday, Chuck. And if tomorrow night's game between Ann and Fairlawn is anything at all like last Friday's between Rucci and Fairlawn, it'll be an old-fashioned barn burner deluxe. That's the way it was last Friday evening at the small but very nice Fairlawn gym. It was noisy. Both clubs up and down the floor. Physical game. Outstanding contest. It's a shame one team had to lose on the scoreboard. But we expect a similar kind of affair tomorrow night when Fairlawn and Anna hook up. Mighty important Shelby County League game, especially for Anna.
It is important for Anna and Fairlawn. I think one of the differences that they have when they play Anna, I mean, it's all about matchups, because Nate Lessing loves to get into the lane, and against Rushi, he got in foul trouble and couldn't do that, but against Anna, they got so much length inside.
Yep.
That makes it harder for him to get to the rim.
Well, thankfully, in a way, we had weather issues on Tuesday, no game, enabling us to recoup from last Friday night's game between Rushi and Farallon. We've had several days off, and we are back at full strength for tonight's contest here at Jackson Center. Houston Lady Wildcats on the road. The host, the Jackson Center Tigers. We've got the starting lineups for you in a moment, then the opening tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
The game played a week ago when Houston was nipped by Fort Loramie in overtime at the Redskins gym, 43-38. Jenna Winter popped home 17 points in that game. Jessica Berger for Fort Loramie potted 9 free throws in the overtime to pace Fort Loramie to that come-from-behind victory after Houston led by 7. Point game to New Bremen, 42-38. Jenna Winter at 14, Stang 13 in that game. As I mentioned, fine player coming off the bench for this Houston team is Rebecca New. She is a sophomore, 5 feet 9 inches tall, averaging 6 points a game. Opening 5 for Houston, Kara Meyer, a good 3-point shooter, 5'3 junior guard. Michaela Hensley, 5'5 senior guard out front. Jenna Winter, senior post player, 6-footer, just under 13 a game. Macy Stang, 12.5 per contest at a forward. She's a senior, 5'8". Sarah Monier, also at a forward spot, a sophomore, 5'10" tall. For the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, Nicole Fote is back, having missed the last three games due to the ankle injury. 14 points a game for Nicole. Outstanding forward, 6 feet tall, a senior. Kennedy Reese at a guard, a 5'5 sophomore, along with Peyton Esser, a 5'7 senior. Cassie Meyer opens on the floor, 5'11 and a junior. Olivia Clark starts in this game, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, a sophomore. Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Cassie Meyer, all at about 7 points a game for the Jackson Center Tigers behind Nicole Fote at 14. Houston won the tip quickly into the forecourt. The Wildcats set up Monier at the foul stripe. Here's a long 16-footer. No good off the flange. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Tigers forecourt right. Esser behind the arc. Straight away Cassie Meyer, who veers off to the left. Ball thrown into the paint to Fote. Fote catches, turns, loops up a 14-footer. A lot of rim, Chuck. Soft touch. It goes in.
Yeah, she got in the middle of that zone that time, and you're right. The soft touch is what got her the basket.
Yep, right away, Jackson Center benefits from the return of Nicole Fode, who'd missed three games in a row. And she knocks one down. 2-0 Tigers. Forecourt right. Hensley's got the ball 25 feet away for Houston. Feeds down low on the right to Stang. Stang short on the bank shot. Wildcats crash the boards. And here is a foul against Jackson Center. Macy Stang went up hard. Tried to stick it back in there. She's awarded 2 free throws. Houston determined to push that ball into the paint that trip down the court.
Well, they got the ball to a winner, which is what they want to do, but she was triple teamed and kind of forced a shot up. Luckily, Stang was there to grab the rebound.
Stang makes one, misses one. Long rebound deflects off the iron, comes back to her. Stang's got the ball 25 feet away. Throws into the corner to winner. Cross-court pass, foul line extended left to Monier. Jumper off the ring, rebound Jackson Center. We played a minute 20, 2-1 in favor of the Tigers. Here's Cassie Meyer sprinting into the forecourt. Just inside the arc, right flank connects on a 16-footer. Cassie Meyer shot it very well a week ago against Anna. Good start for her tonight, 4-1 in favor of Jackson Center. Houston beats pressure. Oh, good. Hurry up attack. Down the floor to Winter, low on the left. She's got an easy one from point blank range.
Fote went for the steal that time, didn't get it, and that pretty much opened up the layup.
Love the way Houston moved the ball against pressure from Jackson Center. And on that journey down the floor, the Wildcats got one from very close in. Winter made the deuce, 4-3, Tigers lead. Deep in the left corner, Esser in the lane to Fote. Turns around, awkward shot. Winter got a piece of it. It's volleyballed out of bounds to Houston.
Yeah, Jones couldn't grab it that time. I'm sorry, Clark. I don't know. Jones. Clark Jones.
Each a common name. Here is Houston in backcourt against pressure. 1-2-3 passes up ahead. It goes to Stang. Stang dribbles into the top of the key. 4-3, Jackson Center. 5:35 to go, opening quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Stang. Good entry pass on the play to a teammate, Monier, who did not get away with the walk. She took a couple of big steps. Whistle blew, and it's a violation on the Wildcats. Houston in the road, red from top to bottom. White lettering, Houston across the front, white numerals, red sneakers, Jackson Center, the home white, black numbers with orange piping, and the black tennis. Here's a pass into the right corner, but Jackson Center broken up by Houston, and the Wildcats come away with a steal. 5:12 left in the first, 4-3 in favor of Jackson Center. High right, it's Monier. Tries to make a wraparound pass to Winter. It's ill-advised. Jackson Center and a player there to pick it off. It was Fote down the court in a hurry. He goes toward Reese, and it's stolen by Houston. Long pass by the Wildcats into the corner to Hensley. Hensley on top to Stang. Each team with a turnover. Last venture down the floor. Hensley pulls up. Foul line extended left. Back out on top to Kara Meyer. Swiped away from her by Kennedy Reese, who bolts the other way. Driving layup. Got it. 6-3. Jackson Center. 4:28 to go in the first. Houston being bothered by the Tigers' press. It's entered to Stang. Stang with a 30-foot pass down the floor intended for Monier. Picked off on the play by Fote. Up to Clark. Clark wings it into the right corner to Esser. Outside to Reese. Reese dribbling around the top of the circle with the left hand. 4 minutes gone in the first. 6-3 Tigers. Cassie Meyer outside the arc on the right. Straight away to Esser. Starts a drive against Kara Meyer. Here's a cross-court skip pass deflected on the play by Hensley into the hands of Monier for Houston. 3:45 to go in the first. 6-3, Jackson Center leads. Straight away, Stang picks up her dribble. Goes outside the arc on the left to Meyer, guarded by Reese. Meyer veers off into the right corner. Coming out to Hedge is Cassie Meyer. Good defense for the Tigers. Houston with one bucket in 4.5 minutes. Right corner, Stang starts to drive. Choked off by Cassie Meyer. Ball entered into the lane to Meyer. Open look right in front. 10-footer hangs on the lip of the rim and comes down into the hands of Foat of Jackson Center. Up the floor to Cassie Meyer. Outside the arc on the left to Reese. Baseline left. Jump shot. Foat wide open. Missed it off the iron. Rebound down to Houston. Nicole Foat, according to head coach Scott Dosick, about 80-85%. She's not moving as well as she will in a week or so, Chuck. But she's trying to get back into playing form.
Angles are hard to come back from.
Here's Houston 25 feet away. Nice entry inside the winner, a player on her back. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Houston, right of the rim. Wildcats will throw in from there. Meyer to trigger. Kara looks, flings it to Monier. Left side pass, goes on the play to Stang. To Monier. Here's a long floater, left corner. It's a three ball, good by Stang. She buried it. And Houston, with that triple, notched this game up at 6. Tell you what, Macy Stang has got the capability to shoot lights out. You can't give her an inch. She's a superb senior. Here is Jackson working it. Meyer, head of the key, throws it on the block, low left to Nicole Foat. Unorthodox maneuver into the lane. Shot crammed, but a foul against Houston. And Nicole Foat toes the stripe for 2. 2:18 to go first quarter, tied at 6. Foat swishes, and it's 7-6 Tigers. Cameron Elkert on the floor now for Jackson Center. Second free throw by Nicole Foat. 1-2-3 dribbles in the air, front rim, and kerplunk. It goes through. 8-6. Tigers up at 2. Meyer in backcourt for Houston. Dribbling over the Tigers' gorgeous logo at midcourt. And here's a reach-in slapping foul committed by Jackson Center. Picked up by Pauline Meyer. Houston midcourt will throw in. 2:09 to go in the first. Meyer backcourt to Stang. Being checked by Peyton Esser. Esser hounding Stang. Ball given up to Winter in the lane. Left wing to Meyer, who rotates it near side to Meyer. Greeted by Foat. Oh, here's a beautiful pass. Thrown by Meyer down low on the right to Stang. She overshot it. Long rebound kicks back out to the Wildcats. Here's a three ball. Left side of the floor by Rebecca New. A little too much length on it. Jackson Center's got the weak side board. 8-6 Tigers. 1:30 left to go here in the first. Esser playing pitch and catch. Left side of the floor. With teammate Pauline Meyer. Here is Jackson Center's offensive player, Pauline Meyer, stepping inside the arc, not guarded. Swish, she hits.
She's another young lady that has the ability to score some points.
10-6 in favor of the Tigers. Here's New for Houston, starts to penetrate. Rebecca New, 5'9", sophomore forward. In off the bench for Brad Allen's team. Meyer rotates it outside the arc, near side to Stang. And then the ball is dumped down inside to Winter. Winter pivots, shot blocked out of bounds by Foat. 10-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers doing a pretty good job barricading the paint, Chuck.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. They're letting Monier shoot the ball. They're doing a good job on Winter.
Ball entered, inbounds to New. Baseline right, jump shot short, no good. Rebound down on the inside by Houston. It's Jenna Jarrett, 5'8 junior, in off the bench, getting the board and laying it back in off the glass. And it's 10-8. Jackson Center's lead reduced to 2. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Cameron Elkert with the ball for the Tigers, a 5'6 junior.
Throws it cross court to Kristen Ware, who's in now, 5'10 junior. Down beneath the rim to Foate.
Wow.
Shot fake. Up strong with the left for 2 points. Well done by Foate.
She created that herself. Well, that was a strong, strong move.
Yep, sure did. Here's a steal by Jackson Center. Full court press works. Here's a drive by Meyer as she slithers into the lane. Foul. Houston reaching in. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers with 10.4 to go in the first. And Jackson Center up by 4, 12-8. Baseline right of the basket. The playmaker is Esser for Jackson Center, looking for Olivia Clark in the lane. Instead goes to Ware. She powers up outside the free throw alley. Missed it hard, no good. Rebound Houston, 4 seconds to go. Here's New darting down the floor. Feeds baseline left to a teammate. Shot no good by Jarrett just before the buzzer. Would have counted, but she left it short. A quarter in the books here at Jackson Center. Lady Tigers 12, Lady Wildcats 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center. The Tigers lead the Wildcats in Shelby County League girls basketball tonight. The open play, second period, 12-8. The homestanding Jackson Center club on top. Tigers getting possession to start play in the second 8 minutes. It's Ware, 30 feet out. Gives it up to Esser between the circles, guarded by Hensley. Ball thrown, baseline left to Meyer, to Ware, cross court to Elkert. Good ball movement, baseline right to Ware. Can't get the shot off, though, right back to Elkert. Cross court skip pass to Esser. Foul line, weaves into the lane, running one-hander, hit the back rim, no good. And the rebound is flung up there by Clark. Missed it, but she earns 2 free throws for good work on the interior. 12-8 in favor of Jackson Center. A couple free throws. Olivia Clark, the 6'2" sophomore, drains the first. Chuck, Jackson Center will return off this team. The likes of Cassie Meyer, Olivia Clark, Cameron Elkert, Kristen Ware, Vanessa Winter. Potential for a very, very good club next season.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
1 free throw made, 1 missed. The rebound ricochets to Houston. On the dribble down the floor, Rebecca New. Outside the arc on the left. It's given up to Hensley. Foul line to Stang. 20 feet away, Sarah Monier. Wildcats down 5. Cross-court pass to New. Fires a bullet down inside for Winter. Through her hands, Jackson Center's got it on the turnover. Esser streaking. Leaves it behind her for Cassie Meyer. Long triple in the air. Off to the left. No good. Rebound New of Houston. She's hemmed in the corner. Gives it up to Stang. Stang on the left-hand dribble. Flashes quickly into the forecourt. Baseline right to Hensley. Open look. 10-footer. Swish. Good effort by Houston, which advanced the ball fast down the floor. And Hensley made the jump shot. Wildcats sit back in the zone. Is that a 1-2-2 or 2-3, Chuck?
I think they're playing a 2-3, but they're really extending it onto the wings.
There's a long three-pointer by Esser. Missed it hard. Rebound Houston. As Esser tried to launch one over the zone, Wildcats snared the rebound.
into the forecourt in a hurry. Monier sets and shoots a three ball. She hoists one up there. Missed it strong as well. Jackson Center's got it. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, 13-10 Tigers. Ball rotation, baseline left, Cassie Meyer. Wide open shot from 15, missed it strong, no good. Rebound laid up by Foate, in and out, stuck it back up there again, wouldn't go. Houston's got the board. Tough luck shooting there for Nicole Foate. Drive by Monier for Houston. And then leaves it in the right corner for Hensley. Foul away from the ball against the Tigers. Neither team shooting the ball very well. Get the feeling, Chuck, the first club to hit four baskets in a row will have a significant advantage in this game. Neither team to this point able to mount a sequence of good offensive plays. Credit the defense, and it's a warm night here in the Jackson Center gym. Here's a drive by Stang, pulls up outside the lane, goes to Kara Meyer. Data Monier, top of the key. Monier picked up by Foate. Good ball rotation, down inside to Winner, and she's hammered. She'll get two. Houston's objective each time down the floor is to somehow, some way, rotate the ball, hoping the defense will flex enough to not be in the same position each time the ball comes around in order to find an opening to deal it to Winner.
Yeah, she did a great job that time, but when they reversed the basketball, she spun around and got the defender on her hip.
And she very quickly pours in two free throws. Dead eye at the stripe, 13-12. Jackson Center's advantage whittled to one. We're near the five-minute mark, second quarter. Tigers, Cassie Meyer deep in the left corner. Outside to Reese. Cross court to Esser. Esser feeds Cassie Meyer, right corner, shot fake. Bounce pass low on the right to Foate. Kicked out of bounds by Houston. Underneath the backboard, the playmaker is Esser for Jackson Center, or I should say Cassie Meyer, who flips it into Esser out at the timeline. Ball revolved around the top of the circle. Cassie Meyer, deep left corner, triple, swish. She's got it. Good-looking jump shot by Cassie Meyer from way outside. And that bucket extends Jackson Center's lead to four, 16-12. Kara Meyer down the floor for Houston, guarded closely by Reese, 25 feet away. Reese nearly takes it away, does get paws on the leather to warrant a whistle, a jump. Arrow, Tigers. Nope, Arrow, Houston, as Brad Allen, host of a coach of Houston, alerted the officials, hey, you're pointing the wrong way. Hensley inbounds. Dribbling, Meyer 30 feet out. Head of the key to Monier for Houston, which is down four. Ball rotated down inside to Winner. Winner spins against the defender, Clark, shoots it long. It was a five-footer, but pretty good D by the sophomore Clark, and Jackson Center came away with a rebound. And in the forecourt, Hensley for the Wildcats knees the ball out of bounds. Well, the interior defense, but Jackson Center very sharp in this game, Chuck. You can tell the Tigers well prepared. Ball rotated to Esser, into the lane, Clark. 12-footer, leans in, missed it off to the right. Winner might have gotten a fingertip on it. Loose ball comes down to Houston. Quickly Stang, down inside to Winner, lets two players pass. Spins and banks in a 6-footer. Nicely done, Stang to Winner, 16-14. Jackson Center's lead is two. 3:45 left, second quarter. Very quickly played first half tonight.
Well, you kind of get a feeling that Jackson's got the advantage, but it's a two-point game.
You're right. You sense that the Tigers have outplayed Houston by more than a bucket, but not the case. 3:28 to go, first half. Reese, 25 feet away on the right to Esser for Jackson Center, which is ahead but two. Ball comes all the way around to Meyer in the left corner to Reese. Reese with a little skip into the lane, a leaner from 10, caromed off the iron, rebound Houston. We're near the three-minute mark. Houston can tie or take the lead here. Down by a bucket, 16-14. Here's Hensley, 20 feet away, gets a screen outside from Winter. Baseline right to Monier. On top to the three-point shooter, Kara Meyer. Look out. It's good. She was straddling the arc. Give her two. We're even up at 16 on the goal by Kara Meyer of Houston. 2:40 left to go, second quarter. Escher, long cross-court pass to Cassie Meyer on the baseline. Therese back to Cassie. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer. Bullseye, she hits. That shot is open. He tripped down.
And she likes that corner.
She sure does. If you give Cassie Meyer a couple of seconds to size it up, she will pump it in there. 19-16, three-point lead, Jackson Center, which stabs the ball out of bounds at midcourt. 2:17 remaining in the second. Three-point lead, Tigers. Directly below us, Sarah Monier inbounding for Houston. Throws it to Meyer, gets it back 25 feet away. And then Meyer airmails one to the far side of the floor. It goes over and back, and it is Jackson Center possession. 2:09 to go in the first half. 19-16, Tigers up three. Kennedy Reese out. She gets a breather for Jackson Center. Cameron Elkert back in. Crossover dribble. Esser head of the key. Houston still in the zone. Esser on top. Looks at Cassie Meyer now in the right corner. Doesn't shoot. Houston crowds her a little bit. Cassie feeds baseline right. Ball intended on the play for Ware. Broken up by Houston. Stolen. Here come the Wildcats streaking the other way. Stang into the lane. She's boxed by two defenders. Gives it up to Winter on the arc. Back to Stang, head of the key, jumping, shooting a three ball. Back iron, climbing up and over the backboard, out of bounds. Minute 34 to go in the first half. Three-point lead, Jackson Center. Esser over the logo at midcourt. Cassie Meyer, left side of the floor. Cameron Elkert's got it. She hoists up the three ball, 23-footer, bullseye, she hits. Couple big bullseyes from behind the arc by the Tigers here in the second period.
And all three of their baskets are threes here in the second quarter.
22-16. The home team leads it to six. Meyer baseline left to Winter. Busted up on the play by Esser. Out of bounds. 1:02 left, second quarter. Houston had tied it a moment ago at 16. Three balls by Cassie Meyer and Cameron Elkert have produced a six-point bulge now for Jackson Center. Kara Meyer, top of the circle for Houston. On the bounce. Still dribbling. Foul line to Hensley behind the arc. Swings it. Foul stripe to Jenna Jarrett. Ball rotated to Hensley, right corner. 40 seconds to go. Meyer, 25 feet out. Checked by Elkert. Into the post to Winter, double team. The leaner, 8-footer banked it in. Oh, strong play by Jenna Winter. That was the best offensive maneuver below the foul line tonight.
That was a nice, strong move.
Can't coach that. That's instinct and savvy. A feel for the game. Well done by the senior Winter of Houston. 4-point game as the Tigers play for one here at the end of the second quarter. 12 seconds remaining. Esser, head of the key, Elkert, left corner, Meyer, back to Elkert, to Esser with six to go, looping it to Meyer, near side, hurls up a three ball, bingo, she's got another one, just before the buzzer. Patience by Jackson Center, Esser especially alert, oh, was she aware, as she skipped that pass, a good 25 feet across the floor for Cassie Meyer, a screen was set up for her by a teammate, and Cassie knocked down another one from three-point land, and Jackson Center's got its biggest cushion of the night, 25-18 here at the halftime break. I'd like to tell you about Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Furniture Design Center and Room Planning Service. High-quality furniture at Goffney. Priced just right. Great savings at Goffney Furniture. Check out Gaffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Gaffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings. Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 7-point lead, Jackson Center at the half. Our halftime report upcoming in a moment. Tigers lead the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it is Jackson Center 25, Houston 18 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the difference in the game right now is the four threes that Jackson Center made there in the second quarter, three by Cassie Meyer and one by Cameron Elkert. Houston has a 12-10 rebounding advantage. Both teams have four offensive rebounds, seven turnovers for the Wildcats, and five for the Tigers. Both teams 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Jenna Winter led Houston with 8. They got 4 from Macy Stang, and they got 2 each from Jarrett and Hensley and Kara Meyer. They scored 8 and 10, 18 for the first half. Jackson Center led by Cassie Meyer with 11, with go along with those 3 threes. And then they got 6 from Nicole Fote, all in the first quarter. They got 3 from Cameron Elkert. They got 2 each from Reese and Pauline Meyer. And they got a free throw from Olivia Clark. They scored 12 and 13, 25-18 at the half, Jackson Center.
Chuck, you get the feeling that Houston's going to have to net a few outside jumpers to possibly loosen things up on the inside to give Jenna Winter some room. She's gotten the ball a few times, but while not much space with which to work, Jackson Center doing a good job congesting the lane defensively.
Well, after Stang got the 4 points early in the first quarter, she has not even taken an attempt at a shot. And the other one's Kara Meyer. She's a bomber, and she's going to need to get some shots off in the second half, like you said, to kind of spread that man-to-man that Jackson Center is playing. On the other end, Houston doing a really good job. The one thing they need to make sure that they do is they need to find Cassie Meyer, because she's on fire tonight shooting threes.
Isn't that the truth? Meyer on fire for Jackson Center. Cassie is draining the long-range jumper. 10-point lead for, or I should say a 7-point lead for Jackson Center here at the break, 25-18 over Houston. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring. She was highly skilled and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
7-point lead, Jackson Center over Houston. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of tonight's Shelby County League girls basketball game from here at the Habitat of the Cat, Jackson Center. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScorersBroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of ScorersBroadcast.com 10 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Tonight for Houston, it's Rebecca New. Rebecca is a 5'9" forward, comes off the bench for the Lady Wildcats, coached by Brad Allen. She's a 10th grader, 3.8 GPA, outstanding student, daughter of Brent and Carrie. Plays second base on the softball team, member of FCCLA. She's a student aide, participates in Spanish club as well. She pumped in 4 3-pointers earlier in the year against Fairlawn. 17-point game New had in that contest. She will study at Edison Community College, transfer credits, pursue a degree in education. Her dad, by the way, is the varsity softball coach at Houston and the assistant girls basketball coach at Edison. Pauline Meyer highlighted tonight for Jackson Center. She's a senior, daughter of Tony and Nancy Meyer. Very fine, 3.85 GPA for Pauline Meyer. Took part in volleyball, ran track, member of student council, fellowship of Christian athletes, art club, and plays flute in the band. She may study at Tiffin and pursue a career in human resources. Rebecca New for Houston, Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, boys action returns. It is Anna at Fairlawn. We've got the play-by-play in color for you at about 7:40 p.m. tomorrow night from the Fairlawn Gym. Saturday, a game for you at 12:40, tip-off at 1. Note the start time, 12:40 webcast time. Game begins at 1, Miami East at Rushi. Girls contest on Saturday afternoon. And Saturday night, Minster at Anna, a boys game for you. We believe the tip-off is at 8. I'm trying to verify that. On the web at 7:40 on Saturday evening. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, data recovery, upgrades, data transfer, tutoring, and more. and Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He's prompt. 538-6948, 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville.
Well, Houston came out in a man-to-man. They had to do something about Cassie Meyer shooting those threes, and they got forced a turnover on the first possession.
Over and back violation by the Lady Tigers. Houston possession. Here's Stang driving to the right baseline, pulls up, goes to Hensley at the foul stripe. Little pick and roll with Winter down inside, threw it up hard off the glass. Rebound to Reese. Tug of war ensues. Foul or tie-up? Let's see. Common personal on Houston. 25-18, Jackson Center up 7. We launch play here in the third quarter. Let's see if Houston's in a man-to-man here. Chuck, this trip down.
I don't think they have much choice.
Right. Peyton Esser on the bounce, 25 feet away. Goes to Kennedy Reese, deep right corner, Cassie Meyer. Pick and roll with Foat, baseline right. No, it's Olivia Clark who's got it. Backs her player down. Good spin move, up and in, around Winter. Just a 10th grader, Olivia Clark, looked like what, a seasoned junior on that shot.
That was a very nice spin move and an up and under.
And Jackson Center possesses its biggest cushion of the night, 9, 27-18. Here's a baseline drive by Stang of Houston. Goes off the board with it, little shy. Hit the rim, dropped right into the lap of Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Ball nicked iron, and Cassie got the easy rebound. Here's Esser driving baseline right for the Tigers. Feeds a teammate at the foul stripe. It is a fadeaway shot tried by Foat. It is no good. Hit the back brace. Rebound comes down to Houston. With a goal there, would have sent Jackson Center to an 11-point advantage. Baseline left, Kara Meyer, short jumper by Houston. She's well guarded. It's tipped, taken away by the Tigers. Here's Cassie Meyer diving into the lane, out back to Reese. High left to Esser. 2 minutes gone in the third. 27-18, Jackson Center trying to make it a clean sweep over Houston this season. Foat whips a pass, baseline left to Meyer, right back to Foat in the lane. Turnaround bank shot, made it, but she took steps.
Wow, not sure. I thought it was a really nice move.
You can tell, Chuck, that Nicole is fired up, eager to play, doing her best on an ankle that's not quite 100%. Nicole Foat, having missed the last three games, sorely needed for the Tigers, averaging 14 a game on the year. Jackson Center up 9, 5:40 left to go in the third. Houston yet to make a point in the third period. Here's Hensley outside the lane in the left. Is left open, shoots a 14-footer, a little hard, rebound down to Jackson Center. Wildcats not shooting it as well as head coach Brad Allen would like, trailing Jackson Center by 9. Close to 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Foat, top of the key, hands off to Esser. Esser backs it out. Esser on the bounce. Still dribbling, guarded by Meyer, 20 feet away, coming out to catch is Reese, and we've got a screen away from the action set by the Tigers. It's an illegal one. Might have been Clark.
She stuck a hip out.
5:06 left here in the third. 27-18, Jackson Center over Houston. Tigers won the first meeting in December by 12 at Houston. It was Houston's fourth game, the Tigers' opener. Houston's played very well the last couple weeks. Three hard luck losses in a row to high-quality opponents, New Bremen, Sydney, and Fort Loramie. Could very easily have won two of those, maybe all three. Jackson's dropped three in a row as well against stiff opponents, Minster, Ann, and Fort Loramie. But none of those three was close. Houston attacking, near side it goes on the play to Hensley. She looks at Jackson Center's defense. Monier covered up on the inside by Foat. Hensley stops her dribble. Errant pass on the inside, intercepted by Ware of Jackson Center. Outlet, baseline right, Pauline Meyer. Good look from 16 feet away. Baseline left it short, no good. The rebound clangs to Houston. Ball hit the iron, ricocheted right into the lap of Stang. Up the floor to Hensley. Hensley was attempting a pick and roll with Stang, and Macy was bottled up, nowhere to throw it. It's a travel. 4:15 left in the third quarter. Houston with nothing to show for itself in the scorebook, Chuck, in the third period.
No, it's two to nothing.
Here is Foat hitting the cutter. Pauline Meyer in the lane. Right back to Foat on the arc. High Archer, a long one. Hit the rim twice, no good. Rebound down to Jarrett. To New for Houston. Up the floor quickly to Meyer. Back to New. Left corner Stang. Dumps it into the lane to Monier. Tries to go opposite to Winter. Broken up the Jackson Center, which has deflected numerous passes tonight. Down to Pauline Meyer. Cross-court Foat. Foul line extended left. No good short. Well, you can tell she's a bit gimpy on that foot, Chuck. Not a lot of leg.
No, she had no lift on that shot at all.
Exactly right. Just couldn't get up off the floor. Houston got the rebound easily. Here's a lob down inside to Winter. Good pass on the play from teammate Monier. Winter spotting up. The ball sailed over the heads of the Tiger defenders. Winter caught it, blowing the block right side. Made it easily from point-blank range. First bucket for the Wildcats here in the third quarter. 27-20, Jackson Center. Two apiece here in the third. Dribbling through the top of the key. Cassie Meyer, baseline right. Pick and roll down inside to Ware. A good look. Fine feed. Ware on the finish. Outstanding pass by Cassie Meyer. Stellar game from her tonight.
She's having a terrific game. She drew the defense that time. Ware stepped to the block, got him an easy basket.
Houston down by 9 now, 2:45 to go here in the third quarter with points hard to come by in this contest. A 9-point bulge is major. 9-point lead, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
The lead for Jackson Center is 9. Lady Tigers' biggest spread in this game. Houston called a timeout a moment ago. Wildcats possession to our left. Stang drives down the left side of the lane, pulls up from 10 feet, and banks a shot in. Significant goal there for the Wildcats, who are back within 7. Houston needs a few more very good possessions like that one in a row. Long, long three-pointer by Foat of Jackson Center. She got a screen, let it fly, maybe out of her range a step. It hit the rim and went way up in the air, climbing over the glass.
She had a good look at it, and she can make that, but I think maybe the ankle is bothering her more than she's probably letting on.
Here's Stang driving again for Houston. Stops. Cassie Meyer puts the D on her, 15 feet away. Stang gives it up, gets it back. Stang in the corner. The winner, baseline right. Turning, wow, and hitting a 10-footer. Wow, what a shot. Spinning around the defender went Winner. As the ball curled around the edge of the backboard, nothing but net, and she was bumped as she released it. She's got a chance for a plus one. Two quick field goals by Houston, and we've got a 5-point game. Winner trying to slice it down to 4. 2 minutes even left in the third quarter. Free throw by Winner. Bingo, she is right on target.
Tell you what, the defensive change by Coach Allen at halftime has really sparked them.
29-25, 5 straight points for the Wildcats. Deep in the right corner with the ball is Kennedy Reese. Top of the circle to Ware. Cameron Elkridge got it. deep left corner, Esser. Esser fakes right, goes left to the baseline. Good defense by Houston. Esser coughed it up. It goes out of bounds. Credit the D from the Wildcats, who are within four with a minute 39 left here in the third quarter. Jackson Center.
She's traveling.
Applies the press again. And you're right, there should have been no movement by the young lady throwing the ball in from out of bounds.
And they turned it over anyway, but yeah, well, it was a spot. You're not allowed to move your feet down there. She was dancing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like me on Saturday night.
But the ball was pitched in bounds into the Tigers' bench, so Jackson Center gets it anyway, as you said, Chuck. Goes on top to Ware. Hand off to Esser, 1:34 to go, third quarter. 29-25, Jackson Center by four. To Elkert. Deep right corner, Reese. Reese goes baseline, nowhere to go. Bounce pass across the bottom of the key, intercepted by Stang. Houston can cut it to two. Three-point shot, Benu. It's a triple. It rattled out, no good. Rebound, Winner right in front, missed it. Stang hook shot, foul by Jackson Center. Good trip down by the Wildcats, who were determined on the offensive glass. Stang, a couple of free ones here to shave the deficit to two. First shot, Macy Stang. Yes, it rattled and stayed home. 29-26 in favor of Jackson Center. I would say the message from head coach Brad Allen, Chuck, last time out was a positive one. Both free throws in for Stang of Houston, and we've got a two-point game. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 29-27, Tigers. Foat on the arc, high left. Cameron Elkert straight away. Now to Reese, being guarded closely by New. Here's a screen set by Ware. Pick and roll, it goes to Ware. Back to the basket on the block. She shuffled. It's a violation, and the Wildcats get it, a chance to tie or take the lead.
They have not figured out how to attack the man-to-man now. Cassie Myers coming back. They need her on the floor.
Jackson Center against the man needs to navigate the lane and kick it. Pressure in backcourt. News got it. Outlet to Stang. They beat the Tiger defense. Baseline left. Open player, Monier. She sinks a 10-footer, and we're tied up. 40.9 to go, third quarter. Head coach Scott Dosick for Jackson Center gets a timeout. Under a minute remaining in the third, it's an even Steven game on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
40.9 remaining in the third quarter, and we are knotted at 29 apiece. Fine comeback in the last 2.5 minutes for the Houston Wildcats, who trailed beyond the midway point of this third quarter by 9, 29-20. Wildcats have surged and pumped in 9 consecutive points. Jackson Center's offense has been stymied the last few trips down. Wildcats try to get a good shot. 25 ticks left in the clock. Esser at the foul line. Outside the arc to Cassie Meyer, deep in the left corner. Cameron Elkert back to Meyer with 17 to go. She starts a drive, pulls up, gives to Esser. She probes the lane, pulls up, 12-footer, Esser, lighter rim, it goes in. Big basket, Jackson Center. Esser got the bounce. 5 seconds remaining. Houston quickly down the floor, driving Stang on the run. She flips it toward the iron, draws the foul from Elkert. No good with 1.3 remaining. But a couple of free throws coming from Stang who did a good job, Chuck, initiating the action.
Well, they didn't realize how much time was left, and then when they saw it, Stang did a good job of getting down there and getting fouled.
She missed the free throw, though. It's off the flange. 31-29, Tigers, 1.3 remaining, third quarter. Stang's second shot to trim the deficit to one, way short. Long rebound to Stang out near the top of the circle. Jackson Center defender, buzzer sounds, and that's it. Houston missing a couple charity tosses to get this game even at the end of the third quarter. Tigers are up to 31-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start play in the fourth. Houston possession. Ball is thrown cross-court to Kara Meyer. She's unguarded at first, and Jackson Center lunges at her. Foul called. Tiger fans thought it was a clean knockaway, but Meyer is awarded a couple of free ones. Trying to tie this game up. The foul shot, though, rims and comes out. Three straight misfires at the 15-foot charity stripe for Houston, or the Wildcats would have taken the lead. Meyer no good again. Rebound ricochets right corner. Ware tracks it down for Jackson Center. Up the floor to Esser. Jackson Center up two. High post to Foat. Weaving off it is Meyer. Cassie bounce pass left corner for Ware. Goes out of bounds.
She should have pulled up and shot that.
Yep, exactly. Cassie had a free throw line jumper or even shorter.
Yeah, she had about a 9-footer, and she tried to get a 6-footer with the pass.
That's the result of being too unselfish.
Yep.
Houston down the floor. Errant throw by Houston across the key, picked off by the Tigers. Here's Cassie Meyer darting into the paint. Leaves it for Foat behind her. Nicole drives, bank shot high off the glass, in. Good play, Nicole Foat. She hit the window and kissed it in off the glass. And Jackson Center is up by four, 33-29, after Houston had pumped home nine in a row to rally from a 29-20 deficit. Four in a row by Jackson Center. Here's a steal. Cross-court pass intercepted by Esser. She scurries the other way. Layup good. Jackson Center with six straight. Answering the nine from Houston. 35-29. Tigers, 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Meyer down the floor for Houston. Spins off into the right corner. Screen set by the Wildcats, and it is a moving screen, according to the official. Jackson Center ball.
Yeah, not sure about that one.
That was a 50-50 call. Was the screen stationary? Was it legal? Official said no. Possession back to Jackson Center. 6.5 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers up six. And we've got an offensive foul committed away from the ball by Jackson Center. A couple moving screens, one on each club. Houston brings it down, 6:28 to go. Jackson Center has instituted the press again. Lobbed up the right side to Stang. She's doubled in backcourt, needs help. Throws to Hensley at midcourt, rolls off her fingertips, and it's into the hands of Foat of Jackson Center to Esser. Esser hustles up top of the key, goes to Nicole Foat. Foat veers off, and it's stripped on the play by Houston. As Nicole tried to put it on the floor through traffic, couldn't do it. Wildcats back down the floor behind the six. Stang to Monier. Left corner, Hensley. Guarded closely by Elkert. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Midcourt, it's Meyer. 25 feet away now. Spinning top of the key. Navigates the lane. Stops below the foul stripe. On the arc to Hensley. Back to Monier. Man-to-man defense by Jackson Center. Very tight at the moment. 5.5 left in the game. Here's a pick and roll. Monier down inside to Hensley. Hensley caught it in traffic and laid it in. Good play by the Wildcats.
I was going to say, Houston's gone away from what got them tied, and that's going inside to Winner. That time they went inside to Hensley and got the basket.
Nifty play. Give the field goal. Last trip down to Michaela Hensley, 5'5 senior. As she wormed her way down inside among the trees, caught a good pass, made a fine shot. Here's Jackson Center countering. Esther dives into the lane, stops on a dime, and hits the 14-footer. Esther with a big field goal. Good fourth quarter by her, 37-31. Jackson Center back up six with 4:56 to go. Deflected pass in backcourt. Houston will throw in. Winner and Elkert out for the Jackson Center Tigers, who have Cassie Meyer, Esser, Reese, Fote, and Olivia Clark on the court. Stang, Kara Meyer, Winner, Monier, Hensley for Houston. Here's Stang driving baseline right. Skips it into the left corner to Meyer. Long three-pointer, missed it hard, no good. Weak side rebound, got it. Monier back up and in. 37-33, still anybody's game. 4:30 left to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center up by four. Esser probing the middle again. Tried to feed it off to Clark. Knocked away by Houston. Picked back up, though, by Clark in the corner. To Esser, head of the key. Drives on Hensley. Outside to Cassie Meyer. Good shot fake. Pulls up at the foul line. Bingo! She's got it. Cassie Meyer, good offensive maneuver. 39-33. Tigers back up six. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Left-hand dribble, Meyer, timeline. Bounces Hensley, right corner. Goes down inside to Winner. She's doubled. Pitches foul line to Monier. 15-footer, bouncing, no good. Inside rebound, Stang. It rolls off. And it's snared on the play by Clark. Big offensive trip down for Houston. A couple opportunities in close. Neither one would fall. Jackson Center with possession. On the arc, Cassie Meyer, look out. Got it again. Three-pointer. Esther Fetter. Cassie didn't think about it. She let it fly, and it was right on target. And that field goal by Jackson Center lifts the Tigers' lead to 9, prompting a timeout from Houston. 3:32 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Sharpshooter Cassie Meyer has paved the way for Jackson Center tonight. Chuck, how many three balls for her?
She's got 4 threes and 16 points so far.
Outstanding contest for Cassie Meyer. She has finally worked out the volleyball and worked in the basketball. She is excelling on the hardwood right now. Outstanding frontline player on the Jackson Center State Championship volleyball team, just a junior. And she has all kinds of talent on the hardwood as well. And she is displaying that here tonight against the Houston Wildcats, who are down 9, 42-33, just over 3 to play. Top of the circle, it's new for Houston. Wants to pass near side to Monier. She's well guarded. And there's a traveling violation. Jackson Center in business now, up 9. Although Jackson Center earlier led 29-20, Houston reeled off 9 straight points to tie the game at 29 apiece. But 13 of the last 17 have been netted by Jackson Center to push the Tigers' advantage all the way out to 9. 2:50 to go, and right down below us, while the Tigers have the ball on offense, a timeout is called by head coach Scott Dosek of Jackson Center. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, and that can't be too many, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local picks of sports teams on the walls right beside the picks of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookins-usa.com. Jackson Center trying to milk the clock. Deflection by Houston into backcourt. Oh, what a hustle play by Stang, who tracks it down. Feeds Winner, trailing the play at the foul line. Shot short, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Splendid play right there, Chuck, by Stang of Houston.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think that Cassie Meyer thought she had the ball and didn't realize Stang was coming that hard.
Winner at the stripe for the Houston Wildcats. 1-1 situation, and she's got it. Significant point there. She earns the bonus. That was the 7th team foul on the Tigers. Houston's committed just 2, Chuck, and the Wildcats are in a position now to have to foul. Second free throw, no good. Rebound down to Meyer. Cassie up the floor to Reese for Jackson Center. Into Ware in the post. Back to the basket. Turns, doesn't shoot. Back to Reese. Adam Meyer, 2 minutes to go in the game. High left to Fote. Fote peers in, goes to Winner, 18 feet away. Coming out to catch is Reese, over guarding against New of Houston. Only the third team foul. Jackson Center simply will take it out of bounds.
They're just going to work the ball until they get fouled or a layup, one of the two.
And Houston must commit a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th. Before Jackson Center goes to the free throw line. Here's a long lob into backcourt by Jackson Center. It goes from Cassie Meyer to Esser. Timeout called by the Tigers again. 1:51 to go as Jackson Center continues to nurse the 8-point lead. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna started very humbly as a contractor in the electrical business, that has grown big time to span 8 separate divisions now. And for your business, excellent services offered by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, plus electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, Shuey Drive, west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. On the web at wellsbrothers.com. Wells Brothers in Anna, the home of the Rockets, and top flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. Last 1:51, Jackson Center ahead by 8. Game was tied at 29 all. That was in the last moment of the third quarter. Houston missed 4 free throws, ending the third and starting the fourth. Jackson Center has an open shot from Reese, missed it long from the right flank. Rebound in the lane by Fote. It trickles away, comes down to Houston. Left corner, Meyer. It's Monier in the paint. Back to Meyer, 3 ball, left side of the court, short, following to the basket, picking it off the floor. Monier lays it in. Big goal for Houston, which shaves Jackson Center's lead to 6 with 1:24 to go. Timeout is called on scorersbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
One minute, 24 seconds left to go. Fourth quarter, Houston within 2 3-point baskets of tying this game up. Jackson Center inbounding, four-court press for the Wildcats. It goes to Esther, 70 feet from the basket, spinning in backcourt, up the right side to Meyer. She strides across, trips, falls down, lost the ball. Stang has it for Houston. Drives into the lane, little contact, ball on the deck. She gets it, throws it to a teammate, too far out of bounds at the center line. Wow, Jackson Center lost it, and then Houston could not cash in. Down to a minute six to go in the fourth quarter. 42-36, Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer in backcourt. Slings it way down the floor in the corner to Foat. Foat in the lane, hits a cutter. Ware driving in from the left corner, overshot it. Rebounded by Foat in the paint, up and in. Big goal by Jackson Center. Nicole Foat, 8-foot turnaround. 8-point lead, Tigers, 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Deep in the right corner, Hensley dribbling for Houston. And it's batted away from her by Jackson Center out of bounds.
That last basket was probably the end right there.
If Houston had a possession, Chuck, to whittle it to four, maybe three, turned it over. Here's a turnaround spin shot in the lane. Winner got it for Houston. Big play. Winner in the post. Good-looking jumper with 41.8 to go. And Jackson Center's lead back down to six. We'll take a break on scorersbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's 44-38. Jackson Center in front of Houston. 40 ticks left in the clock. Jackson Center inbounding. Foul Houston. And it's still a common personal. Jackson Center will throw in far side of the floor. Team foul 5 on the Wildcats, I do believe. Scoreboard yet to register the last foul or two. Here's another long pass down the floor again. Cassie Meyer hits Foat in the corner. Back out to Esther, and Esther is jammed at the timeline by Meyer, who picks up the personal foul. 36.9 to go. That's twice, Chuck. Cassie Meyer, football quarterback style, has airmailed passes a good 50, 60 feet down the court. Nicole Foat's been the wide receiver catching them each time. Ball inbounded to Reese. Reese, top of the circle, slides the pivot foot. Houston gets it back behind the six. Don't count this one in the win column for Jackson Center just yet. 32.1 to go, 44-38. Houston in backcourt, new to Stang. Stang dribbles up the floor against Cassie Meyer. Looks in the middle for Winter. Goes low post to Winter. Turnaround, 8-footer. Spanked on the arm is Winter by the defensive player, Ware of Jackson Center. Very good foul shooter. Jenna Winter toes the stripe with 23.2 to go. A chance to cut into the Jackson Center lead a little bit further. But the foul shot's got too much length on it. It's no good. Second shot coming for Winter. Houston's been streaky at the line tonight. Second shot by Winter in. 44-39, Tigers by 5. Looking to inbound is Esther. Backcourt to Pauline Meyer, back to Esther. She flies up ahead into the forecourt, grabbed on the play by Hensley with 18.8 to go. And I think that's team foul number 6. Yep, it is.
Yeah.
Next one is the 1-1. You know Houston will attack immediately and commit another personal. Meyer throwing to Esther in backcourt. She leaps up to get it. Esther caught it. Cassie Meyer threw it. Kara Meyer of Houston fouls Esther with 15.4 remaining.
Hayden's had a really nice second half.
Yes, she has. Handled the ball well, distributed it nicely. She's been the general on the floor. What, at least a couple big field goals for Peyton, as I recall in this half, maybe three. She's at the strike now for the Tigers. 1-1. Missed it off the flange. Rebound down to winner for Houston. 5-point game. Tigers lead. Down to Stang. Low on the left to Monier. She's congested, bottled up, shot blocked, taken away by Ware. She's got it for Jackson Center. Foul called against Houston, and that will do it. 4.7 to go, and Jackson Center's got the 1-1. Now, Peyton Esther has played an excellent second half. Fine game all night long by her. Cassie Meyer has been splendid, too, for Jackson Center. And Nicole Fote, give that young lady a lot of credit out there on a gimpy ankle, maybe 75-80%. She gutted it out this evening. And barring a huge change of events, the Jackson Center Tigers will win game number 8 on the year. Houston will suffer its 10th setback. Free throw missed. It's long. But Jackson Center, rebound down to Newham. Houston at midcourt with a second to go. Running shot from 35 feet, hit the backboard, the rim, no good, and that is it. Jackson Center holds off Houston to win it by 5, 44-39. Houston, in fact, scored 39 points in both meetings this year against Jackson Center. Each one was won by the Tigers, 51-39 in the first clash between the two clubs, and 44-39 here tonight. Jackson Center Tigers advanced to 4-3 in the Shelby County League, 8-5 overall. Houston now 3-4 in the league and 5-10 overall. And unfortunately for the Lady Cats, the losing streak extends to 4. Jackson Center snaps a 3-game losing string here tonight. Good ball game, tightly played. Jackson Center could not pull away. Had a 9-point lead, 29-20, very late in that third quarter of action. And Houston roared back, got it even. Perhaps a turning point was when Houston missed 4 straight free throws into the third quarter, start of the fourth. Cassie Meyer, a cog tonight for Jackson Center, Chuck. She was stellar at the offensive end. Outstanding performance by Cassie Meyer.
She played very well, and I mean, and she had enough help around her. They had eight young ladies score tonight.
This Jackson Center team and this Houston club, both to watch in the tournament. Keep your eyes out for both teams. Will be hard to say, Chuck, who gets the second seed in that Sydney Girls Division 4 sectional draw coming up, 2 weeks from Sunday. It's just around the corner, not far away. Fort Loramie, obviously, the likely candidate for the number one seed. It would seem to me the number two seed wide open, although Rushi may have a leg up on it in terms of number of wins so far this year, but Jackson Center can't be far behind. And Houston owns a victory over Rushi this year, so go figure all that out.
Well, they'll sit down, and it'll make a difference. Everybody will go away from Loramie like they always do. But Loramie is not the juggernaut they've been in the last few years.
And it will be a battle in that other bracket because Rushi, Houston, and Jackson Center will likely all be there together, and it's a toss-up among those three. And Botkins is just right behind them. So the Shelby County League teams will certainly play an important role in the one bracket in the girls Division 4 sectional at Sydney. At Fort Loramie, no doubt the top dog in the other bracket. Chuck, who is our star of the game? 15 points from winner for Houston. She's in double digits. And how many again for Cassie Meyer?
Meyer had 16. She had 16, and Nicole Fote had 10. On the other side, the other one in double figures for Houston was Macy Stang, Jenna Winter, and Cassie Meyer. players of the game for Clancy's.
Wildcats simply got too far behind, did make up the ground, drew even, and then Jackson Center had one more offensive push in the fourth quarter to put this game away. Jenna Winter for Houston, Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Our Clancy's restaurant stars of the game, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, and the in-between just south of Botkins, plus Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Don't forget, boys' action tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip-off at 8, on the web at 7:40, and at Fairlawn. Two games for you on Saturday. Early start time, 12:40 from Rushi. Division III Miami East at Rushi promises to be a very good girls' game on Saturday afternoon at tips at 1. And then on Saturday night, 8 o'clock tip, 7:40 webcast time for the Minster boys at Anna. That, too, promises to be a very good contest. And the Fort Loramie Minster girls game rescheduled for Monday night, Martin Luther King Day night, a tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10, Fort Loramie girls at Minster on Monday night. That's our upcoming schedule. For Brett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Tigers have held off the Wildcats of Houston by 5.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.